This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With just days until the election, President Donald Trump and his challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, concentrated their efforts on the state of Florida Thursday. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
On opposite sides of Florida.
I love this state and I love the people of this state.
You hold the key.
Joe Biden telling a Broward County crowd if Florida goes blue,
it's over.
In Tampa, the president reminded supporters Florida backed him 4 years ago and must again.
When we win, Florida wins and America wins. It's very simple.
Besides Florida, Biden this week will visit three more states that voted Trump in 2016, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan, where on Saturday he'll have a joint rally with former President Obama. President Trump has his own rally blitz planned, with more than a dozen events in a final sprint to Tuesday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 7 months. But the coronavirus is still forcing many employers to cut jobs. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
751,000 Americans applied for unemployment aid last week. The Labor Department says that's a drop of 40,000 from the previous week, but it's still historically high and underscores that a full recovery from the pandemic recession remains far off. The government also says the economy expanded at a record 33% annual rate in the third quarter. That's a sharp rebound from the spring when the economy shrank at a 31% annual rate. But the increase recovers only about two-thirds of what was lost to the pandemic. Mike Hemp in Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. France's anti-terrorism prosecutor says a man who killed three people in a Nice church was a Tunisian aged about 20 who entered France from Italy and was carrying a copy of Islam's holy book, the Quran, on him at the time of the attack. Jean-Francois Ricard told a press conference late Thursday that the man arrived in Italy by reaching the Mediterranean island of Lampedusa in September and traveled to Paris on October 9th. Thursday, the man stabbed three people to death at a cathedral in Nice. French President Emmanuel Macron says he will more than double the number of soldiers deployed in the country to protect against further attacks. EU leaders, Iran's foreign minister, President Donald Trump, and others have condemned the attack, which is the latest in a series of incidents at a time of extreme tension over the republication of caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad by the French satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo. The British government is under pressure to develop a national strategy to combat a surge of COVID-19 cases. As scientists warn, the number of people hospitalized with the disease in Britain could almost triple by the end of next month. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Mark Walport, a former chief scientific officer, says Britain only needs to look across the English Channel to see what's coming. Britain's current measures are similar to those in France and Spain, where authorities are struggling to control the virus and daily cases have already far outstripped those in the UK. Walport says it's not unrealistic that 25,000 people in the UK could be hospitalised by the end of November, up from about 9,000 now. Scientists estimated that there are about 96,000 new cases in England every day and that the outbreak is doubling in size every 9 days. Zaria Shackley, London.
India has become the second country to pass 8 million coronavirus infections, according to figures on Thursday. Cases have dipped from the peak in September, but as Reuters' Adam Reed reports, officials are warning it could get worse.
India is the world's second most populous nation and also has the second highest tally of infections after the United States. Cases in India have dipped sharply from September's peak, but experts warn the current festival season, which traditionally means celebrations all around the country, could bring about another spike. The death toll has been low relative to infections. According to health ministry figures, the total number of people who've died from the disease is now over 120,000.
That's Reuters, Adam Reed. You can find more at our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.